Like you said, Magnus League final to look ahead to against Leinster. It's going to be a massive test the way Leinster are playing, isn't it?
Well, Leinster are in a different place. I mean, the way Leinster are playing at the moment, you'd nearly fancy them to take on the All Blacks. Now, that's a very sweeping statement, but Joe Schmidt seems to have Leinster in a very good place. Even the guys who aren't on the panel appear to be happy. Mm. He seems to have, the whole party seems to be harmonious. People who come in, slot in. He stood by Luke Fitzgerald. He showed great judgment. Then Luke Fitzgerald scores a great try. Like, so this guy Schmidt has it. He has it. He's a charismatic type of man, and he seems to be eliciting the best from Leinster. Whether we can match them or not, I don't know, but we're certainly at a level below them, but that is not to say we couldn't catch them on a day, particularly given the fact that I think Leinster will come to Thomond Park having won the Heineken Cup, and subconsciously, that's the holy grail, and perhaps they mightn't be as up for the Magners as perhaps they would have been for the Heineken.
Do you think having beaten Leinster and Thomond already this year will give them some confidence despite the poor recent performances?
Oh, it will. I mean, and Munster Leinster is a different, it's an entity in itself. You can't start to go on form because, like that, the referee might referee a particular scrum, he might referee in a particular way, he might referee the Munster pack slightly different to the Leinster, you know, whatever. He might referee the Leinster back row for the breakdown. You don't know, so there's always a chance, but the way Leinster are playing at the moment, I'd fancy them to beat anybody, and they're wonderful to watch, and they seem to enjoy what they're doing, and they'll be keen to win the two. But having said that, we could upscuttle them, and we will have gained confidence from the last day having beaten them, even though Leinster should have won that game.
Yeah, and I suppose Leinster picked up a few knocks there against Ulster on Friday night, and that game against Northampton is going to be pretty physical again next Sunday. Do you think there'll be another week then onto the Munster game? Munster have, what, a two-week break now? Will that stand to them?
It will, you know, and, you know, it might give McGahan a chance to sort of really have some good training sessions and perhaps see, you know, see more of players in training than he does in matches. Perhaps it might be a longer time span for that. But Leinster against Northampton will be very bruising. The Northampton-Leicester match yesterday was incredible. Like, I mean, the hitting in that was absolutely frightening. And so Leinster will be after taking a good few hits against Northampton. You know, I just hope that the big boys, rather Mike Ross, Brian O'Driscoll, Isaac Boss, you know, the guys who got injured are okay, because to be an awful shame, particularly for O'Driscoll, if he doesn't play in the final, because he deserves it.
Just finally, Moss, I suppose we haven't spoken to you in a while. James Collin picked up player of the season last week. He's been a real shining star for Munster this season.
He has. He's a guy I always thought he should have got contracted when he was 20 or 21. He was late coming to the professional ranks, but he's an enormous talent, and he's got the biggest part of him is his heart. And even in adversity, he's always the best player. Every time he gets the ball, he makes profit. He definitely crosses the advantage line. He's a wonderful footballer, and most of all, he's peak tough. He has what I call that sort of New Zealand hardness, and you can't buy that. Like, you can't coach that. He has it, and I was thrilled to see what you'd call possibly a journeyman pro at this stage, because he probably never will get the Irish team like he should have, but it's great to see him pick up an award, because he's a hard-working, honest, broken forward who I rate highly.
Proudly supporting Munster Rugby.